Dear God, I thank you for this class.
亲爱的主，我为今天感谢你。
And I pray that you will bless us as we study your word today.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你祝福我们。
Help us to live lives that please you.
让我们能过一个讨你喜悦的生活。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
And again, if someone wants one, just let me know and I'll get some more.
所以如果谁要是还需要的话，就告诉我。
All right, we are wrapping up, and let me start with a story.
让我刚开始讲一个故事。
This is at least supposed to be a true story.
反正这至少据说是一个真实的故事。
About a hundred years ago,
大概一百年以前。
A poor man who had read about people who crossed the ocean on a ship.
就是有一个穷人呢，他就读到一些故事，就是看人就是过乘坐这个就是越洋游轮。
Back in the time when you know the ocean liners were the grand experience if you didn't hit an iceberg.
如果你那个时候你要是能坐这个越洋的这个游轮的话，就是乘船，那是一个让人很难以忘怀的经历。
He dreamed for years.
所以他
就梦想。Of being able to do this.
他就很多年在梦想说，我什么时候能够坐船越洋。
And so he saved his money.
所以他就开始存钱。
Skipped vacations.
然后他就是那个自己都不去度假。
Saving up his money so someday he could fulfill this dream.
所以他就在存钱，说有一天他就可以这个梦想实现。
He finally had enough money to buy a ticket.
最后他终于钱存够了，就买了一张船票。
But by the time he bought his ticket, he didn't have much money left.
当他买完船票之后，他就没有多少钱剩下了。
And he knew that the meals would be expensive on the boat.
他知道那船上的饭呢肯定很贵。
So he filled his suitcase with bread and cheese.
所以他的行李箱就带着这个面包跟奶酪。
And each day when the passengers went to the dining room, he went to his room and ate his cheese and bread.
然后每次呢，这大家乘客都去那个餐厅去吃饭的时候，他就回到房间里吃他的面包跟奶酪。
And he really wished because he could smell the food and you know, he wished he could join them, but he was happy he could just be on the boat.
然后呢，他就能够闻到那个饭菜的香味儿，他就真希望自己也能去大吃一个。但是他就哎呀，反正能坐船他就很高兴了，就天天。
Comes to the last day of the trip.
但是航行到了最后一天。
And decides to, he wants one meal on this.
他就觉得说，最后这么好一条船上，一定得吃一个。
So he takes all of his money and he's hoping it's enough.
他就把这个所有剩下的钱都带上，他希望这个钱是够的。
And he walks into the dining room.
然后他就进到这个餐厅里边。
And the steward says, "Where have you been all week? We've been saving your table for you."
然后这个服务员就说，哎，你这个整个旅程你都在哪儿呢？我们一星期都把给你摆好了桌子。
How much is it?
他说多少钱呢
？When you bought your ticket,
当你买到船票的时候
，for your meal,
你已经包括了你的餐费。
Oh, snap!
Yeah, see, you gained something now. When you go on a cruise ship, you can eat.
所以现在你知道了，你如果去坐游轮的话，你可以随便吃。
That's worth the price of the class, Richard, right there.
那是我们。
You get nothing else. You come out okay today.
起码你别的没学到，这点学到，以后上游轮就知道可以随便吃。
Start with that story.
然后从那个课开始。
Because my topic that I want to end our discussion with.
所以我们今天那个结束这课要讲的是就我们这个系列。
Is the question, is a holy life possible?
就是。在讨论说这个圣洁生活可能吗
？Again, going back to the scripture that I read when we started these lessons.
当我们这个系列开始的时候，我们刚开始读的圣经就是
First Peter 1,
就是彼得前书第一章
15, as he who called you is holy.
那召你们的既是圣洁的。
You also be holy in all your conduct.
你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
Because it is written.
因为经上记得说。
You shall be holy.
你们要圣洁。
For I am holy.
因为我是圣洁的。
Peter says, and he quotes from Leviticus.
彼得是从利未记里边这个引述经文的。
You are to live holy lives.
你们要过圣洁的生活。
Because you are children of God.
因为你们是神的儿女。
And God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
And yet, many Christians are sort of like this poor man on the boat.
但是很多基督徒就像这个游轮上的这位穷人一样。
It would be really nice.
啊，那个要那样就太好了。
I wish that were available to me.
我希望那些东西也是我的。
But I know it's not.
但是我知道那个不是我的，不属于我。
It's impossible.
那是不可能的。
And so I want to look at that question today and a little bit about how we grow in this life of a holy life.
所以我们来看如何在这个圣洁生活上、圣洁生命上成长。
Bill Ury is a Bible teacher for the Salvation Army.
有一个叫 比尔这个人，他是救世军的一个教导圣经的人。
He goes around teaching their pastors.
他就是到处去教导牧师们。
And I sent him some questions, and he wrote me an email, and he had a sentence in there that I love very much.
我有时候给他写了一本，就是我曾经给他邮件，他也给我写了回了邮件，那我很喜欢里边那句话。
I was talking to him about this in First Peter, this command.
我在问他就是这个彼得前书的这个诫命。
And the fact that the command can begin to feel like a heavy burden.
你刚开始听到这个的时候，你觉得这可能是一个很沉重的一个负担。
God says do this.
神说你要做这个。
But I don't think it's possible.
但是我觉得这是不可能的。
And so it becomes this burden in my life.
所以这就成为我生活中的一个重担。
Even as I was praying this morning to start class.
在我今天早晨上课之前开始祷告的时候
I said something and after I said it I thought I wonder what that communicates
然后我就说 You mean you said something to God
when
当我祷告的时候说了一些我就觉得说哎，我这个祷告里边我在讲什么呢
I prayed
我祷告说
God help us to live lives that are pleasing to you
神啊你帮助我帮助我们能过一个讨你喜悦的生活
And that's not wrong
那个没有错
But many times I think our image is, oh, I have to do this because if I don't, God will be mad.
然后我们有的时候常常心中的想法就是说，哎，我必须得做这个。如果我不去这样做的话，神就会对我生气。
So God help me please not to do anything that makes you mad.
神啊，你就帮助我不要做任何让你不高兴的事儿。
Somewhat like a child.
就像一个孩子。
Who has a parent with a big, strong temper.
就像一个这个孩子的，就是父母吧，脾气不太好。
And every day they are thinking, help me not to do something wrong.
就每天他们在想说，帮助我不要做错事儿。
And what they mean by that is,
他们所说的意思就是
I don't want to make mom or dad mad.
我不想让爸爸或者妈妈不高兴，让他们生气。
But that should not be how we think about God.
那应该不是我们。这样，我们不应该这样来想神。
This week I have been reading in Deuteronomy.
这个星期呢，我在读《生命记》。
God says if you do this,
神说如果你这样做
，trouble will come into your life.
你就会有各种各样的麻烦跟灾祸。
But if you do this, blessing will come into your life.
但是如果你这样做的话，就会福气就会跟。
And you can read that and think, wow, you know, God really threatens them.
然后你读就说，哎呀，神在威胁他们。
You do wrong, and I'm going to make it hard for you.
如果你做错事了，那你的生活肯定就很不舒服，你会很艰难。
I don't think that's what he's doing at all.
但是这其实不是神要做的，神说的。
He's doing something much, much more loving.
神做的是，真的是更有爱心这样。
Is this?
神说的是。
He knows how I am created.
神知道我是。就是我是怎么被造的 神知道怎么样过生活这个生活才行有效
and、so、he loved me enough and he loved Israel enough
神是这样因为他是爱我们他也爱以色列
to say if you go this way
他就告诉他们说如果你走这条路
it's going to bring trouble into your life
你如果要选择走这条路那你就会
that's not harsh that's love
会带来灾难会带来麻烦这个不是威胁这个是出于爱来警告他们
My mom loved us very much
神很我的妈妈是很爱我们的
But my mom believed in kind of a tough Tennessee love
但是我妈妈相信这个叫什么这个叫 tough love 就是那个严格的爱
She told me one day
有一天他对我说
Don't play in this tree, I like to climb up in a tree and sit and read.
然后呢我那时候小时候喜欢爬到树上去读书，妈说你不要爬到树上
Don't climb in that tree to read.
妈说你不要爬到那个树上去读。
Well, I know it's hard to believe seeing such a saintly person as me.
我觉得你可能很难相信像我这样一位圣徒。
If mom said don't go in that tree, that was the only appealing tree in the whole yard.
当我妈说不要去爬那棵树的时候，那个就是唯一的让我有兴趣去爬的树。
So of course I find it.
所以呢，肯定就爬了那棵树。
Of course the limb that she had seen was close to breaking broke.
然后我妈说因为让我爬了就是那个树枝啊可能会断下来，那个树枝真的也就断下来了。
And I come in crying and all skinned up.
然后呢那我当然从那个树上摔下来浑身。
You remember the parable of the prodigal son?
我就哭哭啼啼的回家了，记得我妈就
runs and hugs him.
记不记得那个浪子，哎呀这个父亲。
Let's celebrate that you're back in.Okay.
这个父亲就抱着这个浪子就亲他，然后就要开始庆祝本想。
My mom did not do that.
但是我妈怎么那样做。
She bandaged up my.
我妈当然把我的伤口帮我弄给弄好了。
And said.
然后就说。
If you can't listen.
如果你不能听话的话。
You can always feel.
你就能感觉到这个后果。
That's kind of what Deuteronomy says.
那个就有点像《生命记》所讲的。
But it's from a heart of love.
但是这是出自于一颗爱的心，慈爱。
If I don't listen to God's warnings, I'm going to suffer these results.
如果我不去，就是去专心不听神的这个警告的话，我最后就会遭受这个后果。
If I say to you,
如果我对你说
，When you leave church,
当你离开教会的时候
，If you don't slow down at the red light out here on Montana,
如果在前面就这个红绿灯看到红灯你慢下来，你又会撞车。
That is not vindictiveness.
那个可不是这个独裁或专制。
It's that I know that there is a lot of traffic the other direction and you're going to get hit and I care enough about you that I don't want you to have trouble.
因为我知道那路上车很多，如果你要是因为我是在意你，所以我告诉你警告你，这样你可以避免麻烦。
And so when God says to us, you be holy the way I'm holy.
所以当神对我们说，你们要像我那样圣洁的话。
He is not saying that out of some kind of a, I want to threaten you, you better not make me mad.
他不是出自于说我要威胁你，你最好别让我生气。
He's doing it out of love.
他这样做是出于爱。
Believe it or not,
你不管你信不信
even though we've fallen a long ways from this,
虽然我们离这个好像很远了这种教导
we were created to live holy lives.
我们被造是就是要过圣洁的生活，虽然好像这个我们完全意识不到。
That's how we were made.
那是神造我们，我们就是这样被造的。
And so God says.
所以神说。
I want you to come back to what I made you to be.
神说，我想让你回到我原来起初造你的那个样式。
Not a threat.
这个可。
It's a wonderful privilege.
这个是一个荣幸，是个特权，可不是威胁。
But then we think, but it's impossible.
但是我们觉得说，哎，不是不可能。
So Bill Ury.
所以这个教授叫比尔尤里教授说
A command like you shall be holy for I am holy
说像这样的诫命说你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的
is a picture of who God is
是一幅描绘神是怎么样的一个图画
He is holy
一个画作
and,
神是圣洁的
And it is a promise of what we can become
也是一条我们可以变成怎么样的人的一个应许
A command in the Bible is always implies a promise
在圣经里的这个诫命这个吩咐总是暗含着应许、就是、
That God will give us the power to fulfill the command
就是给我们说神会给我们这个能力让我们能够实现这个吩咐这个诫命
So this morning I'm wanting to look at what does it look like in our daily life
所以我就想看说在我们每日的生活中
to live out this command of 1 Peter 1
就能够活出来彼得前书一章十五节
and I want to look at the daily life that we live
我就是想集中来看我们每日的生活
I told you last week I think it was
我觉得应该是上个周
For some people,
对有些人来讲,
they think of a holy life as this moment of great emotion and surrender to God.
他们觉得这个圣洁就是在一个非常充满戏剧性、激动人心的那一刻，就是对神完全的降服。
And then from then on, it's just kind of coasting your way to heaven.
然后之后呢，你就这样子滑向天堂，什么也不用做。
I am not saying that the moment of surrender is unimportant.
我不是说在那一刻就是你向神降服那一刻不重要。
All of us face those moments where we have to decide which direction will I go.
我们每个人都会面对一个选择的时机，就是说我要选哪一条路，都有这个时机，都有这个时刻。
But some of you are married.
但是我们其中一些就是我们想我们
结婚。Your wedding day.
如果你还记得你那个婚礼那天
，You made a commitment to your marriage.
你就是做了一个应许，就是对你的婚姻你做一个委身。
And that is a one-time commitment.
那是一个一次性的一个承诺。
You don't wake up every morning.
你不会每天早上起来说，我希望。
And think, am I married today still?
我今天还不会醒来说，哎，我今天还是结婚的吗？
You made that commitment and it's done.
然后当你做了这样一个承诺之后就是了。
But, and if you've never come to this point yet, I'm sorry to be the one to break the news, but it's not going to all be coasting easy from here on out.
如果你没有意识到，那我告诉你，不是说从那一刻你婚礼上你做了承诺的一天，从今以后就什么很平顺的这样滑向这个一生很顺利。
That's good, Richard. I'm surprised because she's watching you. We don't have to make that commitment day after day.
但是我们不需要每天都要说这个做这个承诺。
But day after day, we do have to make a commitment, a decision. Today, I will live out the vows and the promise that I made there.
但是我们每天即我们都要活出来，就是我今天要决定活出来，我曾经做的这个誓约，我要把这个承诺誓约活出来。那一天婚礼那天，我承诺说，就是我要爱我的妻子，把她的需要放在我的需要之前。
And today I have to decide.
但是今天我必须要决定，要这样做。
I have to day by day.Put into practice.
我要每一天，就是来把那一天所做的那个承诺、这个誓约，在每一天把它活出来。
And so there may be that great emotional moment.
所以有可能有那个
surrender to God.
就是很非常感性的，你感觉到了那一刻，你要说我要降服于神。
But now.
但是现在
，I live that out.
我现在把这个每一天给活出来。
You who were baptized a few weeks ago.
那我们有其中有人就是几个星期呢是前受洗了。
Baptism, we talked about being Romans talked about being buried in baptism, being buried with Christ.
罗马书上讲多，就说我们在洗礼的时候跟耶稣同死。
In Colossians, Paul says you're dead, you died.
在哥罗西书，保罗说你们已经死了。
Now, put to death.
下边就说你们要致死
These sinful practices.
你们要致死你们地上的这个各种这样肢体的这个
You've already made this decision. It's done.
当你已经做了这个决定
But today you have to do it again.
但是今天你必须要再次
Not be baptized again, but
不是再次受洗
that baptism.
而是活出来那个洗礼
There was a Scottish preacher who wrote this.
有一个苏格兰的牧师这样说
A holy life.
一个圣洁的生活
is made up of a multitude of small things.
他说他是由一系列的小，就是微不足道的小事来组成的。
Little actions
是小小的一些渺小的行为，微不足道的行为。
Not one great heroic moment.
不是一个充满英雄的那个时刻。
But little actions make up the true Christian life.
而是这个每一刻这种小小的时刻就让我们成为就是就组成了我们基督徒的生活。
A great life
是一个
is made up of small things.
就是一个伟大的一个生活和生命是由小微不足道的小事一点一点累积成的。
I love that paragraph.
我很喜欢他写的这一段。
because I think many of us would find it easier to make some great one moment of great sacrifice.
我觉得我们中间可能很多人就是很容易做，就是在那一刻那一瞬间我们很激动的做一个决定。
That would be easier than the day after day after day after day small sacrifice.
这是比每一天的一天又一天的这种小小的这种牺牲跟那个舍己要容易的多。
But a holy life is a day by day life.
但是一个圣洁的生活是一个日常生活。
Of saying God,
是每一天说神哪，今天我要把你放在首位。
Today I will love you above my own selfish desires.
今天我要爱你胜过我自己的那个自我的愿望，自我的心意。
And sometimes harder.
有的时候这个更难。
The second part of Jesus' command, today I will love my neighbor. Cool.
耶稣的第二个诫命说，今天我要爱我的邻舍。
All of that is the daily life of holiness.
这一切都是日常生活，就是圣洁生活的日常行为。
So,
所以
10 things I want to give you to develop this daily life.
所以呢，有十条实用的这个方法。我们来培养圣洁的生活。
Number one，
第一条
，remain broken。
第一个呢，就保持属灵破碎的光景。
Jesus says，
耶稣说
，Blessed are those who mourn。
就是哀痛的人有福了。
I've told you before this word blessed。
我前面以前讲过这个有福这个词。
The word that implies joy and happiness.
它是里边暗含了这个有福，就是说很开心，很幸福，很喜乐的意思。
Which seems wrong to us. Happy are those who mourn.
对我们来讲，好像说一个哀痛的人，他就更开心、更喜乐，这有点不太，好像不太对劲儿，是矛盾的。
But he says this.
但是耶稣说的是
，Those who mourn really are happy, and here's why.
那些真的是哀痛的人，真的是有是他们其实是更喜乐的、更幸福。为什么呢
？They will be comforted.
因为他们必得安慰。
He's not saying the mourning makes you happy.
他不是说那个哀痛让你高兴、让你开心、让你喜乐。
But when we mourn,
当我们哀痛的时候
，God brings His comfort.
神会带来他的安慰。
So he says that you can count that as a blessing.
所以我们那个是一个祝福。
And then in the rest of this sermon, as he's teaching us,
在剩下的登山宝训
how to live out that opening paragraph of blessings.
那我们如何把前面他讲的那个八福给活出来，在日常的生活
？He shows us something of what this mourning looks like.
他向我们展示了这个哀痛是怎么样的。
When he says, "When you pray,"
他当你祷告的时候
，part of your prayer should be
你的一部分的祷告应该是
"Forgive us."
免我们的罪。
He says, "Live a life."
就活一过一个生活。
Of brokenness, of repentance.
过一个破碎的一个悔改的生活。
Does it mean live a gloomy life?
不是意味着你过一个很沉闷、很忧郁的生活。
I am convinced that we are not called to be gloomy people who never smile.
我觉得我们没有被呼召成为一个很忧郁、很沉闷的、从来不笑的
人。I cannot find that verse in the Bible anywhere.
我在这个圣经中找不到任何这样的经文。
But we are to be people.
但是我们要被呼召成为。
Who are aware of those areas in which God says, "This is not what I want you to be."
我们会看到我们生命中有些方面，我们意识到说神说这个我不是要你成为的样子。
And then our response to that is to mourn.
然后我们当神向我们指出来的时候，我们的这个回应应该是哀痛。
To say God,
是说神呐、啊、
，Please forgive me，
请你原谅我。
I don't want my life to look like to be lived in a way that doesn't please you。
我不想过一个生活是我不讨你喜悦的生活。
And he says, as you do that, you'll be comforted。
说当你这样做的时候，你就会被安慰。
You will experience God's grace。
你就会经历神的恩典。
And healing in your life, and
然后神对你生命中的医治。
Remain spiritually broken. Live a life of repentance.
所以保持属灵破碎的光景，过一个悔改的生活。
And then secondly,
第二点
，receive God's chastening.
就是接受神的管教。
Hebrews 12
希伯来书第十二章说
tells us to welcome, to receive, to accept God's discipline in our life.
就是欢迎也接受神在我们生命中的这个管教。
And he explains why.
他解释原因是
He says, verse 7When you are disciplined, God is treating you as sons.
说神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。
For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
说焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
If you don't, he says, if you are left without discipline,
说如果你们要是没人管你们，
then you are illegitimate children,
那就是私生子而不是神的儿子了。
You know, I have a neighbor,
我有一位邻居
who got a son who does a lot of things that I really don't approve of.
然后他的儿子做一些事情，我觉得真的是，我觉得我
he misbehaves quite a lot.
这个孩子这个行为不端。
I've seen him and I've shaken my head.
我看到这个孩子，我就只有摇头。
But I have never yet.
但是我到此
迄今为止 grabbed him and swatted his rear end.
但是从来也没有抓到这孩子打他屁股
and said, you need to be disciplined.
说你需要被管教
why?
为什么
I don't know, that's what my name is.
他的弟兄说这是我的名字不是我
you're a special case.
你是一个有个特别的例子
he's not my son.
因为那个不是我的儿子
if my son had done the very same thing he is doing
如果我的儿子做了那个孩子做同样的事情
I would have swatted his rear end.
我肯定要使劲再打他屁股了。
Because he's my son.
因为那个是我的儿子。
Hebrews says.
希伯来书说。
Welcome, receive God's chastening.
所以你要欢迎接受神的管教。
In fact, it just strikes me. It's the same word that I gave you last week in the sermon when I said we are to receive.Welcome one another the way Christ welcomed us.
他其实这个接受这个欢迎这个词的接纳这个词，跟上个主日我讲的，
not,
就像我们要彼此接纳，就像主耶稣接纳我们，所以这个接受管教就像接纳这个管教用的是同一个希伯来应该是希腊词语，同一个词。
Paul doesn't say tolerate one another.
保罗不是说你们要忍受彼此。
He says, welcome one another as Christ welcomed you.
他说你们要像如同主耶稣接纳你们，你们也要彼此接纳。
Receive one another with open arms.
就是要张开双臂接纳彼此。
And then we come to Hebrews.
然后到了希伯来书。
Receive, welcome God's discipline.
就张开双臂接纳神的管教。
Now,
现在呢？
He doesn't mean, I don't
think. 他没有说。
Be really happy and jolly when God disciplines you. Discipline is never fun.
他说神接纳管教你们的要很开心呐、啊，很喜乐。这个被管教的时候都不开心的。
But he says welcome.
但是他说你要欢迎，你要接纳这种管教。
Because number one, it proves you're his son.
第一点呢，证明你是神的孩子。
And number two,
第二点
for your good.
是为了你的益处。
No discipline is.Fun when we receive it, it's painful.
当你被管教的时候，可不是有什么乐趣，都是挺痛苦的。
But a few times in my life,
但是在我的生命里有几次
，I've had someone sit down with me and say, I need to talk to you about something that I feel is wrong in your life.
然后有人就给我坐下来，就大概有那么几次说，我需要跟你坐下来谈一谈，我觉得你的生命中有这个问题，就这个方面有这个问题。
I've never once got up from one of those conversations thinking, wow, this was fun.
然后我从来没有说离开这个谈话的时候说，哎呀，这个太好了，太有意思了。
But there have been times.
但是呢，确实有这个时间。
When as I processed it a few days later.
就过几天我在想这个人跟我说的话。
I said.
我说。
I'm really glad he warned you about that.
我很高兴他们真的是警告了我这一点。
They have saved me some trouble. They have saved me some pain.
他们让我免受了一些麻烦跟痛苦。
When God disciplines us, when He chastens us, when He says, this is not the path for you.
当神管教我们，当神就是这样，就是管教我们说这个不是你要走的路，这条路不要去走。
We're not going to say, wow, that was fun.
我们不会说，哎呀，这个太有乐趣了，这个太有。
We're going to say, wow, that hurts.
我们会说，哎呀，真是难受啊。
You're taking away something I really wanted.
神不让我得到我这个真正想要的东西。
But if we will allow Him to work in our life,
但是如果我们容许神在我们的生命中工作的话
，we look back and say,
我们就会回头看说
，I'm really glad He chastened me.
我真的高兴神管了我，管教了我。
I'm really glad He blocked off that path that I wanted to take.
我真是高兴神把我本来想走的那条路给挡住了。
Because He is transforming me into His image.
因为神在把我改变成、更新成他的形象。
If we ever get to the place where we cannot receive correction,
如果我们到了一个地步，我们都不能接受这个纠正，这个纠正的话
，we are not going to move forward in a holy life.
我们就没有办法在圣洁的生活上再往前走。
Now the next thing I need to say here, I want to be very careful about.
就下面要讲的，我要自己非常小心。
I want to say it carefully.
因为我想很小心的来说。
And then I want you to understand it carefully, so that if you misquote me, you misquote me correctly.
所以我也想要你们很仔细的听，就是能够很仔细的听，很仔细的来理解。所以如果你们把我引用错了，起码也是不要引用错了。
Cautious here because I am not wanting to justify emotional and spiritual abuse.
因为我在这里很谨慎的说，是我不想说好像那个在情绪上的这种。虐待或者是或者在属灵上的虐待是好像是有道理的，我不想给这个找借口。
So please don't take what I'm going to say and
所以我下面要讲的
justification for abusiveness, verbal and emotional abuse.
所以不要把我下面要讲的把这个扭曲了，作为不管是言语上还是情绪上的这样子一个暴力或者一个虐待找借口。
On a few occasions.
那么有几次很少的时间
God may speak to you directly about an area of chastening. Sometimes he will do that.
有的时候有神会就在某些特定的方面他要管教你方面会对你说话。
And that hurts. It's painful.
那个是挺痛苦的难受。
But I can accept it because he's God and I'm not.
但是那个没有关系因为他是神我不是。
What is much, much harder?
但是更难的是
Is when God uses Brother Hong Jin.
更难的是，比如说神用这个另外一个弟兄 Hong Jin.
To say.
对你说。
He hasn't done this, by the way. But
他没有这样说，我只能拿他说。
Not this week.
不是这个月。
To say.
对你说。
There's something that's been troubling.
就是有些事情，让我觉得挺烦，挺搅扰的。
I watch your response to people, and it's not very loving.
我看你跟别人的反应很不是很有爱心。
And I love you.
我爱你。
And I want to warn you.
所以我想、就是、
It comes across as not loving.
就是我想就是告诉你，好像这样的一个跟别人的互动，看的不是很有爱心。
Now that's a lot harder.
这个比
than
那个。
Then it comes from God.
如果是神这样对你说比较容易，但是如果是旁边的弟兄这样说，这个。接受起来就难很多。
Because my immediate response is.
因为我第一个反应可能就是。
Well, wait a minute. There's a couple things I need to tell you. You're doing wrong.
我等一下啊，我得先跟你说说，有些事情你自己做的那个什么什么都不对。
Right?
对不对
？Maybe it came from God through him.
Because I can see his failures.
因为我可以看到他的生命的失败之处。他自己都有一堆的问题，怎么还来跟我讲？
Right?
对不对？
Even harder.
更难的是
is when it comes from someone who is not very loving about it.
就是有的来给你讲这个话的这个人，本身他自己都不是很有爱心。
He calls himself a pastor.
然后他竟然说自己是牧师。
Look at what he
did. 看看他做了什么。
And that person, I have a long list of problems in their life.
然后那个人他的那个生命中有好多问题，我都看到了。
You see the problem?
你看到这个问题所在吗？
But here's the thing.
关键在于
Sometimes.
有些时候
God is speaking to me.
神有时候对我说话，通过这个弟兄来说话。
And even harder.
更难的是
God is speaking to me.
神对我说。
Your brother so and so whose name I won't mention.
我不要提名的什么什么弟兄。
Okay. Now again.
再一次。
Please don't take that as a license to go around criticizing people and say, "Oh, the Lord is using me as His paddle."
不要这样子，就把它当成一个许可证，说哦，神就是用我来告诉你们哪儿有哪儿哪儿哪儿有问题。你不要把自
己。Someone is going to read from Matthew 7.
如果你这样做的话，有人会告诉你马太福音
第七章。Beam out of your eye and swat you.
他们会从自己眼中拿那个木棍拿出来来打你。
So it's not a justification for us not treating each other with love.
所以这个不是就是来给这个说我们没有彼此以相爱来对待的这样一个理由借口。
But even when the chastening comes from another person,
即使这个管教是由另外一个人来的。
Sometimes a person who I may feel is less spiritually mature than I am.
或者另外一个，我觉得他在属灵的承受度上都不如我。
Doesn't really matter.
但这个不重要。
My response needs to be.
我的反应回应应该是。
God.
神呐、啊。
What are you trying to teach me?
神呐、啊，你要教我什么呢
？Is there something in what they said that I can learn?
有没有说这些人所讲的我可以学习
？If so.
如果这样的话。
I'm going to receive your chastening.
我要接纳接受你的管教。
Because I want to be more like you.
因为我想更像你。
Moses is managing all of the business of Israel.
这当时摩西要管这个以色列大大小小所有的事儿。
From early morning to night.
从早到晚。
People are lined up.
大家都排着队。
We need to talk to you. We need to talk.
我也要找摩西谈话。
It's hard work. It's hard on him.
那对他来讲真的这个太累了太难了
But honestly,
但是同时呢坦诚地讲
it also makes him feel kind of special,
也让他感觉自己很特别的
because they need who?
他们需要百姓需要谁呢是我
And it feels kind of good to be needed.
你被都被大家这么需要的感觉也挺好的
When you walk in the meeting and someone says, oh, we don't need you here, don't worry.
然后如果你进到一个会议，别人说哦，我不需要你，你感觉，那感觉是还是挺不舒服的，被刺痛。
Moses, remember, has been called by God.
摩西是被神呼召去的。
He's important.
他是挺重要的。
And Jethro, his father-in-law.
但是他的那个岳父。
And says, Moses.
说摩西啊。
The way you're doing this is not wise.
你这样做的方式不是很有智慧。
And I can kind of imagine Moses saying, "Have you ever seen God in a burning bush?"
我想摩西是不是想说，你有在荆棘里见到神吗
？I don't think you have.
我看他，我看他没有在荆棘里。
I think I'm a little above you here.
我想我在这里，在属灵上还是要比你高一些的，跟神呢。
But the truth is.
但是这个真相是。
God is speaking to Moses.
神对摩西说话。
Chastening Moses.
在管教摩西。
Through someone who has less direct experience with God,
是通过一个跟神没有这样的更少的一个直接的关系的人。
But Moses receives his chastening.
但是摩西接受了接纳了这个管教。
And it saves Moses's leadership.
但是这个也就是拯救了摩西的这个带领。
Because he can handle this for a while.
因为如果大家都这样天天从早到晚来找他他可以这样做一阵
But he doesn't realize that they're not getting ready to go into Canaan as quickly as he thinks they are they're going to be out here 40 years
但是他没有意识到的没有期待的是这些以色列人不是说很快就进到迦南地而是在旷野待了40年
And he can't survive that
如果40年都这么踏实可是他没法
And so God warns him
所以神就警告他
Through Jethro
就通过他的岳父他的叶塔罗来警告他
and makes it possible for Moses to continue the ministry that God has for him
所以这就让神所呼召摩西的这个对神的服事可以继续下去
never reach a point
所以从永远不要到一个地步说
feel,
你说
I've arrived
我已经到了这个地步
I don't need God's chastening anymore
我不再需要神的管教
and I certainly don't need to listen to other believers
我当然更不需要别的那个信主的人告诉我什么。
All of us need.
我们所有的人。
Even when it comes through others.
我们都需要管教，即使是通过别的人。
Number three.
第三点。
Present yourself as a daily sacrifice.
每天把自己当作活祭献给神。
Romans 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Paul says.
保罗说。
I appeal to you, brothers.
说弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们， 以神的慈悲劝你们
to present yourselves as a living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭。
Rick Warren said, "Here's the problem with a living sacrifice."
他说有一个人就说他就说这个活祭的问题就在于。
A living sacrifice can always get up off the altar and go away.
活祭可以站起来就离开这个祭坛走开。
It's easier to be a dead sacrifice. It's done. It's finished.
如果是个死的一个祭物的话，那就完了，就没事了。
We are called to be living sacrifice.
但是我们被呼召要做活祭。
And what that means in a practical sense is this.
所以在一个实际的应用中就是。
Each day.
每一天。
I have to choose.
我每天都要选择
to stay on the altar.
就选择我要待在祭坛上
been reading a book this week about, from a person about recovering from drug addiction.
我这个星期在读一本书就一个人在讲他怎么从这个原来就是这个吸毒上瘾他怎么从里边走出来
And he said something very powerful about this.
他里面讲到这不是一个基督徒的作者这个作者不是基督徒但他讲的一些东西很有力
Said, recovering from drug addiction,
说要从这个毒瘾里边走出来呀、
啊、was like taking care of a sick person,
就好像你照顾一个病人
without any of the credit that you receive for taking care of a sick person.
你照顾一个病人但是你却没有得到任何的好像功劳称赞就是好像大家都不没有意思承认你在照顾人换句话说
when someone has this long-term illness and you take care of them day after
就像有一个人比如说他有长期的这个病痛你每天都在照顾他
you hope that they may say thank you
你希望
I know you're caring for
them 你希望这个病人会说谢谢你我知道你在照顾我
and other people may look on and say you know it's wonderful how committed they are
要别人看着你照顾病人说哎呀你真的是这样子照顾一个人真是不容易很
But he said, when you're recovering from addiction,
但是当你从这个毒瘾里边
long-term,
第一个呢，从这个里边走出来需要很长的时间。
You are your own patient.
你是你自己的病人。
And instead of people looking on and saying, "Isn't that wonderful? His commitment to caring for himself," they look on and say, "You should have been smart enough not to get addicted in the first place."
然后别人不会说哦，你看你自己照顾你自己照顾这么好，而是。大家又会说你刚开始就不应该吸毒进入这个状态
It says a lifelong sentence
是那个毒瘾呢好像是一个终身无期徒刑
that no one appreciates
但是没有任何人欣赏你感激你
and he said every day
说每一天
I have to decide
我必须要决定说
will I once again
我要再一次
live one more day
要再一天
with this patient who doesn't even appreciate it
我要在一天就是跟这个病人一点都不感激我的病人在一住在一起吗
I read that and thought of Romans 12
然后我在读他的这个写我就想到十二章我就想到说每一天
a daily sacrifice
是一个每日的一个献祭每日的祭神啊
I will obey you today
我今天要顺服你
I will submit my desires
我会把我的这个愿望这个心我的这个欲望
to you,
把我的这些心意都交给你向你降今天向你降服
I will surrender my natural reactions to you
我会把我这个自然的天然的反应真的是交给你
and most days
但是很多天大多数日子
no one comes up to you partway through the day
没有一天会在你结束的时候会对你说
and says brother Charlie I just want you to know your Satan is an inspiration to me
你的这个圣徒这样的一个生活对我来讲是一个激励没有人会来对你说
Most days they don't do that, do they?
他们会这样对你说吗
It's a daily surrender
是一个每日的降服
And most days it doesn't feel particularly rewarding
你每一天也不会感觉特别的就是好像有回报有赏赐
It feels an awful lot like a sacrifice
就每天都感觉像一个牺牲
That's what Paul says it is
因为这就是保罗说的
But
但是
He says you are making the sacrifice
但是当你献祭牺牲的时候
By a mercy to a merciful God
你献祭是给一位慈悲的
A God who has your best interests at heart
这位神是心里边有对你最好的意念，是想着你最好的益处。
And so the things he is calling you to do.
所以他呼召你要去做的事情
is exactly what you would do.
就是会，就是这样的，会你会去做的。
Is exactly what you would want to do.
也是你想去做的。
If you knew as much as he knows.
如果你能像神知道的那么多，就像神那样知道那。神要你做的事情就是你会去想做的事情。
That thing that seems so hard.
那个对你来讲这么难的事情，这么艰难的事情。
Is what you would choose if you knew what he knows.
如果你能像神那样的知道，那就是你会去选择去做的事情。
Because he is doing what is for your best.
因为神做的一切都是为了你最大，为了你的益处。
But the process of the holy life is.
但是这个圣洁生活的这个过程就是。
Day after day.
是每一天
when it doesn't feel like the best option
当你感觉这个不是最好的选项的时候
doing what he called you to do
还是去做神呼召你做的
number four
第四点
clothe yourself daily with Jesus
就是每天披戴主耶稣
because here's the problem
这个问题就在于
How many of us are strong enough to live this life of a daily sacrifice?
我们多少人能够强壮到自己每天都可以过一个每天的这个一个先这个，请不要举手，你举手可能会让你难看。
How many of us are strong enough to joyfully receive God's chastening?
我们多少人可以很喜乐的接受神的管教？没有，不用举手。
Peter put his hand up.
彼得当时举手了
And soon he was in trouble.
很快就有大麻烦了
So keep your hand down.
所以呢不要举手
All of us.
所以我们所有人
We can't do it.
我们做不到
And so that is why Paul says.
所以这就是保罗为什么说
In chapter 13, right after saying, give yourselves as a living sacrifice.
在第十三章十二章刚刚讲过说要把自己献上当作活祭十三章就说
Put on the Lord Jesus
第十三章就说你们总要披戴主耶稣基督
You see he knows we can't live this way
他知道我们是没法靠自己过这种生活的
The word put on is a word that is clothe yourself
这个披戴就是让你自己穿上
Clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus
他说你要有意识的披戴主耶稣基督
Not just what would he do in Octavia.
不是说哦，神做什么我就复制，我就是这样做这样的。
We can't do that.
但是我们做不到。
But allow him to clothe me.
而是让神来披戴我。
So that I am living in his power.
所以呢，我就活在他的大能中。
In his grace, in his righteousness.
在他的公义中，在他的恩典中。
And he can do those things.I can't.
他可以做到我做不到的。
So Paul says, number four, clothe yourself with Jesus.
所以保罗说要每天披戴主耶稣。
In number five,
再下一点。
And it's the rest of that verse, and make no provision for the flesh.
也就是第十三章的十四节，罗马书，不要为肉体安排。
To gratify its desire.
去放纵私欲。
I'll use an example.From when I was teaching college students,
我给大家就是讲一个例子，这是我在教大学生的时候用的一个例子。
And then you can adapt this example to your situation.
你可以把这个例子应用在就是改变一下，用在你自己的情况中。
Once in a while, a young man would come to me.
然后那时候教大学的时候，隔一阵就有个年轻人来找我。
And say,
说
I really have a battle with pornography.
就我在这个。就是这个黄色录像上啊，我这方面真的是我的一个挣扎。
And I prayed and I still have a battle with pornography.
但是我祷告了，但是在这个黄色这个录像上还是有挣扎，还是有挣扎。
Can you help me?
你可以帮助我吗
？I would say, yes, I can help.
我说好的，我可以帮助你。
Very few came to me after the first student went away and told him my solution.
然后那个很少有几个就会去说我的这个给他们解决之道是什么。然后有几个他们就会说
You see, they were hoping that I was going to lay my hands on them.
他们所希望的是我，他们来跟我说，我就颔首在他们头上为他们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit was going to come and they would like this, and they would never
have a desire for pornography. 他们撕一下子，他们就对这个黄色图像再也对他们再也没有任何的那个吸引力了。
But I would say to them, sure, I can help you.
但是我对他们说，我会帮助你。
Install this program on your computer.
在你的电脑上装上这个一个软件。
That at the end of every day will send me a list of all the websites you.
这个软件呢，就每天呢到晚上了就会给我发一个邮件，告诉我你都上了什么网站。
I wasn't joking.
我那个跟他们这样说不是开玩笑。
I was very serious.
我是很认真的。
To say to them, let's make no provision for the flesh.
我在很认真的跟他们说，不要为肉体去安排。
Let's make it to where.
让他就是能够
It becomes harder to do wrong than to do right.
让这个肉体他要去做这个错事，这就不容易的。
You see, Paul doesn't say this.
保罗没有说。
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
披戴主耶稣基督。那是第一点。
And then you'll be able to do what you want to.
然后下面你想干什么就干什么。
No.
不是，保罗不是。
After I have put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我披戴主耶稣基督之后
After I have said, yes, today I will be a living sacrifice.
在我就是向神说辞，那我今天要成为活祭献
给你的时候 I then get on my computer and I start through my day's activities.
我不是到电脑上就每天要做我的工作
And I have the opportunity to click on something that's going to lead me the wrong path.
然后如果我不想就是自己上到电脑上就会去点那个将来会让我有走到错误路上
Mark that path off.Don't make a provision.
所以保罗就说不要为肉体安排。
Now you can adapt that to whatever your area can be.
所以你可以把这个应用在就是改变一下，应用在你自己的挣扎的方面。
But part of living a consistent holy life.
所以要能够过一个就是一个稳定的一个圣洁生活的一个部分就是
is putting up some fences.
是要在你的生活中建一些篱笆。
That guard us.
是要保卫我们。
Not because we're afraid of God.
不是因为我们害怕神。
Maybe I could say because we're afraid of ourselves.
可能是我们应该是我们害怕自己。
We know our weakness.
我们知道我们的软弱。
We know our struggles.
我们知道我们自己的挣扎。
And so we want to be careful.
所以我们要小心。
Let me do one more before I quit for today.
让我再讲一点，再。
Number six.
第六点。
Renew your mind daily.
每日更新你的思想。
Proverbs, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
箴言说，因为他心怎样思量，他为人就是这样。
Right after saying in Romans 12, present yourselves as a living sacrifice.
在十二章说要把自己当作活祭之后。
Paul says.
保罗说。
Do not be conformed by this to this world.
不要效法这个世界。
Don't let this world squeeze you into its mold.
不要让这个世界把你挤成磨造成它的样式。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
要只要心意更新而变化。
Each day.
每一天。
Teach your mind.
就教你自己的心思，教你自己的头脑。
To think in a new way.
去想一个新的方式。
You see, by the time we come to Christ,
当我们信主的时候
all of us have built up some pathways of thinking.
我们都已经，我们其实都有一个思维的模式，思维的方式了。
And those habits,
那些习惯，那些思维的方式
are strong.
都是很强的。
I've been asked to come up and teach in Alaska.
我有一次被邀请去在阿拉斯加。
I picked up a little book about Alaska.
然后我就去读这个阿拉斯加的这个书。
On one of the roads, there's a sign.
他说在阿拉斯加的那有的路上有的地方有一个标志。
Because in the summer the ice melts and the roads become soft.
因为那个到夏天的时候，这个冰都化了，所以那个路就变得比较软。
And then they freeze in the winter.
但是冬天的这个路又冻起来。
And so the ruts are very Big.
所以呢，这个路上的这个就是那个痕，就是车轮汗就很非常深。
Choose your rut carefully, you'll be in it for 40 miles.
然后你如果你开在那个轮子的那个痕迹上，那个标志就说你要小心， 仔细的选你的这个路径啊，这个车轮径，因为你要在上面走40迈。
That's a pretty good guide for life.
那个是一个人生的一个很好的一个座右铭，一个很好的一个向导。
Carefully, you're going to be in it for years.
所以呢，要仔细的选择你的道路，因为你会在上面待好多年。就是
车辙。Some of us before we come to Christ.
有些人在我们信主之前。
Or before we begin to let Him transform us in this area.
或者在神允许神在这方面更新改变我们的时候，我们已经形成了一个像那个车痕似的，然后已经有多少，比如说一个负面的想法，
of assuming the worst in every situation，
每次看到事情都想到这个最坏结果，
of expecting the worst，
然后总是在接下这个总想到最坏的。
The light is brightest just before a cloud covers the sun。
然后这个总是乌云满天，就是说看着天晴说，哎呀，一会儿就该阴天了。我们有，我们已经形成了好像那个车轮在泥地上，然后我们可以到这个。
But it's not going to immediately erase that rut.
我们到信主了，但是不是一下子就把我们过去的这个车辙、这个痕迹全部给抹去了。
So for day after day.
所以每一天。
We're going to have to renew our mind.
我们就要不断的重新更新我们的思想。
We know the things that shove us back into that way of thinking.
我们知道那个就是，会影响我们的想法的。
And we're going to have to say, I will replace that with something else.
我们会知道我们那个习惯的方式，我们就说我要用别的东西来代替它，用新的思想来代替它。
I'll replace that with God's word.
我要用神的话语来代替他。
And so I'm going to memorize a few verses.
所以现在我就要背一些经文。
That when I'm tempted to go down this rut of thought.
当我再次被就是被引诱被试探要走到这个想法的时候。
I will fill my mind with God's word.
我要用我的心思我的思想用神的话语来充满。
All right, we're out of time. We're past out of time. They're waiting on us.
So 所以我们已经超过时间了。
God, thank you for your promise.
神啊，为你的应许感谢你。
That we can be like you.
我们可以像你。
Help us to live that way this week.
帮助我们这个星期能活出这样的生活。
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。